Av Governance just approved a base parameter update for its V3 markets on Base. And honestly, it's a pretty important moment.
Yeah, and while the change may sound technical, it has real practical implications for how the protocol operates, manages risk, and supports users on Base.
Right, because Av is one of the major decentralized lending and borrowing platforms in crypto.
Exactly. The interface may look simple, but underneath it runs on a complex system of economic rules, risk controls, and market parameters.
And those parameters are what determine how safely and efficiently the whole protocol functions.
So the fact that this update was approved shows that Av's governance process is actively maintaining the protocol as market conditions change.
I think that's a big point. In DeFi, parameter updates are not just cosmetic. They help align the protocol with current liquidity conditions, asset behavior, user demand, and broader market dynamics.
And Av V3 is designed to be more modular and scalable than earlier versions.
That's a great design choice. It allows different chains and markets to use parameters suited to their specific conditions.
Because markets don't behave identically. Some assets are more volatile, some have deeper liquidity, and some are more commonly used as collateral.
So a single static set of rules could be too restrictive in some markets or too loose in others.
That's why parameter updates allow Av to fine-tune those rules.
And this update can affect several core areas of the protocol.
First, it can influence interest rate behavior by shaping how borrowing and supply rates respond to changes in utilization.
That helps balance liquidity demand with the capital actually available in the market.
Second, it can affect collateral efficiency.
Right. Adjustments to loan-to-value settings determine how much value users can unlock from their collateral without exposing the protocol to excessive risk.
Third, it can influence liquidation mechanics, helping ensure that under-collateralized positions are resolved in a fair and orderly way.
And that's important because it reduces the chance of large systemic losses building up quietly.
Finally, the update improves market responsiveness.
As activity on Base grows or shifts, updated parameters help Av adapt to changing liquidity conditions and user behavior.
And these changes are reviewed through governance, where risk considerations, market data, and community input are all taken into account.
That process matters a lot, because Av's long-term credibility depends on maintaining trust among users, liquidity providers, and developers.
And Base itself has become one of the most important Layer 2 networks in the Ethereum ecosystem.
Its appeal is pretty clear. Low transaction costs, fast execution, and strong compatibility with existing Ethereum tools.
For DeFi protocols, that makes it an attractive environment for bringing lending, borrowing, and liquidity products to a broader audience.
Av's presence on Base is part of that wider effort to make decentralized finance more accessible.
A lot of users who found Ethereum mainnet costs prohibitive can interact with DeFi more comfortably on a Layer 2 solution.
But here's the thing. Lower costs and faster activity can also lead to rapid changes in market conditions.
That's why a parameter update for Av V3 markets on Base is not just a routine administrative step.
It reflects the need to keep the protocol optimized for the environment it actually operates in.
As more users trade, borrow, and provide liquidity on Base, Av needs rules that support healthy activity without creating unnecessary stress in the system.
And the governance approval signals that the proposed changes are viewed as aligned with the protocol's current needs and risk framework.
It's also worth remembering that Av governance is not a single decision made by a central team.
Right. It involves a process where proposals are evaluated, debated, and ultimately put to a vote.
That gives the community a way to shape the direction of the protocol while still relying on risk management expertise.
The approval also suggests that Aave is taking a proactive approach to maintaining its markets.
Instead of waiting for parameters to become outdated or mismatched with real-world behavior, the protocol can adjust them before small issues become larger problems.
And that kind of ongoing maintenance helps separate mature DeFi protocols from early-stage experiments.
For users, the update can mean a more stable and predictable experience.
For liquidity providers, it can help ensure that economic incentives remain fair.
For borrowers, it can support better access to capital.
And for the protocol as a whole, it helps preserve confidence in Aave's ability to manage risk in a decentralized setting.
Users should watch several practical areas after the update.
First, they should monitor how interest rates behave.
If borrowing demand is rising, rate adjustments may reflect tighter liquidity.
If supply is strong, rates may become more favorable for borrowers.
Second, users who borrow against collateral should pay attention to how their effective borrowing capacity changes.
Parameter updates can alter how much value can be unlocked from a position, which may affect portfolio strategy.
Third, liquidation-related settings deserve attention because they can influence how quickly and at what price undercollateralized positions are resolved.
And broader market context matters too.
DeFi protocols do not operate in a vacuum.
Macro liquidity conditions, asset prices, and cross-chain activity can all influence how updated parameters perform.
A change that makes sense during one market phase may need further review during another.
So in conclusion, Aave's governance approval of a base parameter update for V3 markets is a meaningful step in the protocol's ongoing effort to balance growth, usability, and risk management.
It shows that Aave is not simply launching markets and leaving them unchanged, but is actively tuning them to fit the realities of Base and the broader DeFi ecosystem.
The most important takeaway is that these updates are designed to support a more efficient and resilient lending environment.
And while the details may be technical, the impact is practical. Better aligned incentives, improved market behavior, and a protocol that continues to evolve alongside the users it serves.